TSG Circles.
Spencer, I think there are a lot of parents out there who struggle with having patience. I think things are going along in a regular day, and you know, they're getting everybody up, they're getting them ready for school, ready for the day, they're doing chores, getting everything, you know, everyone ready for breakfast, and then all of a sudden somebody's lost a shoe, somebody can't find, you know, whatever it is, somebody's upset, somebody has a meltdown. And this is when the parents just snap. And I think the word really that they are lacking at that moment is patience. They really start to struggle. And I know that this is something that you've had to conquer within yourself and that you're maybe still conquering too. And I was just wondering if you'd take a minute and talk to us today about how you've helped yourself become more patient, what things used to be like for you and what they're like now.
Well, like you said, it's always been a struggle for me to be patient. When we first got married, I was not a very patient person because I was used to just doing things myself. And now I had to work with other people to get the same things done. When the children came into the picture, I was still somewhat that way. And as we've gone through this kind of self-government journey, I've had to realize that if I wasn't patient, my kids did not want to be around me. They didn't like me, and I didn't want them to feel that way towards me. And so before I would even ask them to do something or I felt myself getting impatient, I would have to take a step back and just think about what it was that I was going to say, how it was going to be perceived, and try to make it come out in a loving way to get the result that I wanted without distancing myself from my children. And having them feel like they could never come to me with a question or something because they just thought that I would blow up or something. So It's been a struggle, still is a struggle sometimes. I think it happens far less than it used to, and I think a lot of dads struggle with this because men in general just like to, they don't like to do a lot of talking. They just want to get it done now. And I was in that situation, but I've realized that the more I can communicate with my children, not only will I get the result that I want, but the relationship has not been damaged each time that I need them to do something.
You know, I remember at the very beginning of you learning self-government, I remember how proud you were of yourself when you would do a correction and you would say it just right. You'd say, like, just now, I gave you an instruction to take your shoes to your room and you didn't look at me and you didn't keep a calm face, voice, and body. And then you'd go on to what you should have done was you should have looked at the person, and you would go through this correction and tell them what they earned and practice it the right way. And I remember you just looking at me beaming and you're like, I'm so good. Did you see that? I'm so good. And because we like to tease each other in that way. And I remember just this like feeling of freedom that came from you. Tell me about knowing those words, knowing what to say. Did that help you at all?
I think at first I still didn't want to say all the words because I didn't want to do all the talking. But once I realized that the talking is what spares the relationship, just to take a few minutes and explain something to the children, instead of just saying, get this done, do it right now, I don't care what you're doing. I want it done right now. When that damages a relationship, even if they go do it, they don't want to do it. And they just try to keep their distance from me. Taking a little more time to talk to them was a kind of a lifesaver because at first I didn't know what to say. And then when I realized if I can just use these few key phrases and words, then I will get the same result and the relationship will still be intact. It was empowering, and it's still empowering, and I think it's helped our relationship a lot.
So I know that there was a time when you really asked me, like, hey, honey, can you help me with this? Because I seem to keep failing when it comes to having patience with the children. And so I'm just wondering if there's something, if you talked to women maybe or to spouses just in general, because sometimes it's the mom that's not patient and it's the dad that's really patient. You know, it can be that way in a relationship as well. But what would you say to a spouse who is wanting to help another person with being patient? Like, what did I do to help you? Or what did you find that was useful coming from your spouse, from me?
I think it was just your own patience. Knowing that I was in a place where I needed to be in another place to have that patience. And patience is not something that just happens. And for most guys or girls, it has to be practiced over and over and over to become a habit. So I would say to any spouse whose husband or wife is having patience issues, is just to take time to talk with them about it. And it doesn't have to be long, just little tidbits of encouragement, and say, you know, maybe if you did this a little bit differently, that, you know, you would get a different result, a result in which you would feel better about, and so would the children or the spouse. So, and just,
you know,
just talking with each other and just sharing those little tidbits. I think I don't remember you saying a ton to me, because I might have not been in a place where I was ready to hear that. But just small little suggestions of, you know, hey, try this or try this. When the spouse is in a place where they can take, you know, a little bit of advice.
That's the thing, isn't it? I mean, we're probably going to need to do another conversation just about accepting criticism and about how important that is to learn that skill, because not every spouse can accept criticism from their spouse. Sometimes that can create a lot of contention, but having those couples meetings in place and understanding how to talk to each other in a constructive, calm, loving way during a couples meeting. I mean, it takes some deliberate practice, and I remember a time you didn't even want to do those, but once you did, boy, that changed things for you, didn't it?
Yeah, and I think a lot of the criticism, if it's presented properly to the spouse, then it's easier to take. If a spouse, typically, if a wife comes to a husband and just says, "Honey, you are the worst at doing this," without any type of prep or building the person up to receive that, the walls are going to go up immediately. And that's the same for the wife also. If the husband comes to her and says, "You are just terrible at this. What were you thinking?" You know, that type of thing. If it's presented in a loving way with some preparation, then the person is in a spot where they can say, "You know, you're right," and it'll be received much better. So I think that communication between the spouses is what's most important. To take the criticism, to just, you know, tell them of their strong points first, just build them up, and then say, "You know, I noticed just a few minutes ago this happened, and I bet if we tried this differently, we would get a different result." Instead of just laying into them right from the beginning, that's where the defenses go up, and that's when criticism is not taken well.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So in the end, to help teach another person patience, it sounds like the best thing you can do is to be patient with that person yourself, and then to help find a way where you can talk constructively with each other and correct each other lovingly. And then as far as working on patience with your family members, with your children, it sounds like that you're saying learning a language, having that vocabulary, that language of how to correct, how to do the rule of three, how to talk to the children, actually helps you so that you don't fall back to those old emotional responses.
Sure. And if you have any doubt, try it. Try building the person up and then sharing a little bit of criticism and see how the result is different than just laying right in with the criticism. Because when the person's heart is softened and they know that the other person really cares about them, then the criticism will actually sink in. And then there will be less times where you actually have to give the criticism. If the conversation happens with love, then that's when the criticism is accepted more readily than just if it's you take a hatchet to the other person. So that's all part of the marriage relationship. You're gonna have different personalities, you know, and the idea is to grow together and to learn together and to become the person that you would want to be and treat other people the way that you would want to be treated. So, you know, if you don't like to just be laid into, then don't just lay into the other person. Treat them with respect and kindness, and you'll see that a whole different result will happen.
Yeah, so we've kind of gotten back to that golden rule then, haven't we? The do unto others as you would have done unto you. So there's definitely a respect that has to exist there. And really patience, I guess, is just a way to show your respect to another person. So anyway, thank you so much for talking about this. I know this is a personal topic, but I felt like that it was going to be useful to everybody else, to husbands and wives everywhere, because usually there's one person in a relationship who has a harder time with patience than the other.
TSG Circles.